A lawyer fighting tickets issued to a Prince George nightspot for allegedly violating COVID-related restrictions says she is now seeking to have the trial heard by a bilingual judge. Saren Gebreselassie, who is representing the owner of Lambda Cabaret, now known as Club 1177, said Thursday she filed an application seeking the favor the same day a provincial court judge turned down her request to have the trial heard in French. Given the circumstances, it only makes sense, according to Gebreselassie. This is a no-brainer. You have a francophone crown, prosecutor. You have a francophone defense. I'm francophone. You have an organization that is a bilingual beast. Like many organizations in Canada, you have francophone witnesses. You have documents that are only in French, documents that are in English, she said. How else would a judge be able to read French documents if he's not bilingual? On Tuesday, provincial court judge Martin Naden rejected her application to have the trial heard in French because ownership of the nightspot is closely held by a woman, Linda Allen, who speaks only English. Gebreselassie had argued for a trial in French largely on the basis that a key witness' mother tongue is that language. Naden said his decision still allows for an interpreter to be brought in, but Gebreselassie said her preference is to have the trial held before bilingual decision-makers. Through her company, Learn to Earn Bartending School and Consulting, Allen is contesting two tickets the Liquor and Cannabis Regulation Branch issued the nightspot on September 25, 2021 for alleged violations of COVID-related restrictions. On the trial's format, Gebreselassie said she hopes to have the matter settled before April 24 when she said a pre-trial conference is to be held.